Well, one thing that happened because of the dislocation and, and being evicted is loss of trust once again. And maybe it wasn't, our elders were not so verbal in those days. Because my granny did not speak any English at all. She never had any formal education. Her education was on the land, which was, it was, she was very good. She was a very excellent land user. A loss of trust because of, being told to leave your home. My brother Pat said they saw sewing machines there, and copper pots and, and it's all gone. And they could not take it with them, and they more or less had to leave just with what they could. I mean, how would anybody feel? Being told, okay, you have to move, and because we are the government, because we are the parks, we, and they're obedient, but they lost the trust of the white people again. And it, this has been going on. Now we're standing up. We're standing up to, through the colonization, you're hearing more and more of our people speaking up, and it's issues like this that have to be, when you have to kind of put my, I, you know, if I was to put myself in my granny's shoes, and probably, she only owned just a few items for herself because she made all her own dresses, meaning she had to get material from the store. She had to make clothes for her children. She used rabbit skin to make jackets and caribou hides, to make clothing, moose hide for moccasins, because you couldn't go buy these things. So, she utilized the land wherever she was. And if I was, like I said, if I was to picture myself in my granny's shoes, I don't know how I would feel. I mean, to have if she had to pack her child and cross Lake Clair and, then Lake Mamway and then find a place to start over again. That's almost the same kind of thing that's happening now. If one of those tailings pond and ever go, and I mean, like Chief Allen said, we may have to. Relocate because of the pollution. Well, I mean, I don't know if I want to, whether, our water's polluted already, our fish is polluted. Where my granny lived, she just utilized whatever she could. And I saw where she lived. I saw that what was left of the cabin. And I could picture it was not very big, but it was her home. And I think, you make your home what you can, and once you have that, it's you're content. You just do your day-to-day task, and I'm sure that's what she did, because she always did that. She always had that posture about her for as long as I knew her.